guidance for a sitting practice, which includes the invitation to turn towards a difficult experience. So choosing where you're going to do this practice and just setting yourself up. Maybe using a cushion, sitting on the floor, on your bed, or sitting on a chair. So having your hips higher than your knees helps you to have an upright posture. And just feeling your body sinking downwards, either closing the eyes or lowering the gaze, allowing things to settle. Taking a moment to notice where you are today, how you're feeling, what kind of thoughts are around for you, how you're feeling in your body. Feeling the contact between your body and the ground or the bed. Feeling the contact between your body and the chair or the cushion. Shoulders sinking downwards, the lower body heavy, as the spine effortlessly rises up. Having a sense of relaxation and alertness in your posture. Allowing your body to take its full height, spine rising up. And then just beginning to find the movements of the breath with your awareness. So really starting to tune in to those movements in the body that accompany the breathing process. Feeling the expansion on the in-breath. Sense of falling back on the out-breath. Allowing your awareness to rest in the movements of the breath. Allowing the busyness of the day, the busyness of thoughts to go into the background. Bringing your awareness firmly and fully into the breath. It's likely that your mind will get busy now and again throughout the practice. So just having the intention to notice this when it happens. No judgments needed. This is what our minds do. Have busy minds. So each time we notice that the mind's moved away, we get that choice whether to go with the thinking or whether to bring ourselves back into the practice. So we can take a moment to notice where the mind's been. The past, the future, worries, plans, thinking about friends, just simply naming where the mind's been. And then gently, firmly escorting the awareness back. So we're just focusing in on those movements of the breath. Feeling the expansion and contraction in the lungs. Feeling the belly swell outwards and then fall back. Really following the whole of the breath cycle, feeling the air come into the body, fill the body up, new oxygen, new energy coming in. And on the out breath, the air is released that we no longer need. Following that out-breath right to the end, to the point of emptiness. And just choosing one area in the body now to focus in on this breathing, these movements of the breath. Maybe placing a hand on that area if that feels like it helps to maintain the focus. So maybe on the chest or the belly. Really tuning into the subtle details of the movements of this breath in this one area. Nothing else to do right now, just taking a few minutes to rest the mind in awareness of the breath. From time to time, checking in on your posture. Face relaxed, shoulders relaxed, spine rising upwards, lower body sinking into the ground or the chair. As the mind moves away, we simply bring it back, noticing where the mind's been, sleepiness, dreaminess, restlessness. Notice our experience and make those choices, choosing whether to come back into the practice, into the awareness of the breath. And now expanding that awareness into the body as a whole. So having a sense of the whole body breathing, gentle rising and falling of the body, with the wave-like motions of the breath. Feeling the sensations coming from the skin. Feeling the contact between clothing and the skin. Noticing sensations in different areas of the body. The temperature, the buzzing, tingling, fizzing. Itchiness, just noticing what's there. Bringing curiosity to whatever we find, really getting interested in the details of the sensations. And then returning to awareness of the whole body. This body sitting here breathing. Noticing as the mind moves away. Gently, firmly, kindly bringing it back into the body. Feet on the ground, supported by the chair or the cushion. Awareness firmly in the body. The breath in the background. And then from this position of stability, turning the awareness towards the thoughts. So just turning towards the activities of the mind, noticing as thoughts come in and float on by like clouds in the sky. Some lingering around for a while, some feeling heavy, some just whizzing past, maybe images or little snippets of thoughts. Maybe noticing the space between the thoughts. Might feel like the mind's quite empty at the moment, so observing this too. Observing the thoughts as activities of the mind. We can notice them without needing to follow them up, without needing to get drawn in. Good thoughts, bad thoughts, worrying thoughts, stressful thoughts, happy thoughts. We can watch them come and go. Like clouds in the sky, or like leaves on a stream. Like cars on a road, just choosing an image that might help you with this practice. Help us to take that observer position of watching the thoughts come and go. Feet on the ground, body supported by the chair or the cushion. Breath in the background. Simply noticing those thoughts come and go. If you notice that you've got drawn into the thoughts, notice that you're following up the thoughts, set off on a line of thinking, then we can just notice this. Notice where those thoughts have taken you, what was it that drew you in? And maybe taking a couple of deeper breaths and bringing yourself back to that observer position, just watching the thoughts come and go. then now we reach that point in the practice where there's the option to turn towards maybe a difficult thought, a difficult feeling, difficult memory maybe. So just checking whether there's anything that's come up during this practice as a kind of persistent thought or worry that you might want to invite into the centre of your mind right now. Well, there might be something that's going on in your life right now, something that's happened recently, a difficult conversation, not needing to choose anything too difficult, making wise choices about what you work with today. And just bringing that into the center stage of your mind, allowing that thought, that situation, that memory, that feeling to stay there. And as you do this, just noticing the responses, particularly within the body. Noticing whether there's any sense of wanting to push this away, wanting to hold yourself against the problem, a difficulty, a kind of sense of bracing, tensing against the difficulty, either generally in the body or in a particular area of the body. So just checking now whether that is something that's going on for you. And this is very normal, this is what we do. Try and protect ourselves from the difficult. And we're now within this practice. I invite you to really bring your awareness into any tension, any bracing within the body. Maybe inviting the breath into that area. So on the in-breath, it's like the air fills that area of tension. And then the out-breath, just having a sense of softening, of opening. Sense of allowing, it's okay to feel these things. You might feel uncomfortable, but it's okay to feel them, they're already here. Let me feel it. Breath in the background, really feeling what's going on in the body, allowing difficult emotions to be there. With the breath there to keep us stable, inviting the breath in on the in-breath, softening on the out-breath. Out-breath having that sense of letting go of what is no longer needed. Bringing a sense of allowing and kindness to whatever's going on for us. It's okay to feel this. All feelings pass. Let me feel this one now. And just noticing whether you've got caught up in thoughts about the feeling or the situation you're dealing with. If this happens, maybe taking a deeper breath and then just returning to the responses within the body. Noticing where in the body it feels like this difficulty is held. Breathing into that area, allowing that to be there, and allowing it to pass if that's what happens. Not needing to hold on to it, not needing to push it away. Bringing a sense of allowing to whatever we're experiencing. With the option to return the awareness firmly into the breath or maybe down to the feet if things feel too uncomfortable or too difficult at any point. So really looking after yourself within this practice. Now taking a couple of deeper breaths, finishing this part of the practice. Just ending by really having a sense of your body as a whole. Contact between the body and the ground, the body and the chair or cushion. Taking a moment to notice how you're doing now. Breath there, always with you to support you, giving you a sense of stillness within. Taking a deeper breath now, beginning to open the eyes, bringing yourself back, Moving on with the next moments of your day.